Hey everyone, you are listening to Alex and Molly's TV Gods Podcast.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hello, welcome to TV Guides Podcast.
Welcome back. What is today?
Day seven.
Oh my god, guys. Seven. We only have three more left. I can't believe it. And also, it seems like very few and way too many at the same time. I think we underestimated how much work this would take.
But we've killed it.
I'm proud of us.
Selfless promotion. We have stuck with this shit.
We record a podcast just to compliment each other on our podcasting.
We're so good.
That I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
So this is day seven of Christmas countdown.
Holiday streaming binge fest 2K16. I think I switch out holiday and streaming every once in a while.
Yeah, me too.
You get the
idea.
I was just
about to say, well, is that right?
10 days of streaming holiday movies that you can find on the internet.
Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime. Not all three. But every movie you can be found on one of those.
Right. So if you've been really hawkish, you've been able to see every one of these films on TV, including today you tuned in for Holiday Engagement at 8 a.m. on the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, yeah.
How was it? What did you guys think?
Was it good? Was it as good as we said it was?
We said it was bad. It was.
And fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Today we did Christmas with the Cranks,
yes.
Which I think is a movie. So I thought it was a movie that both of us had never seen, that was like a really popular movie. And
that's what I thought too.
Something that we should have seen.
Right.
I've definitely seen it.
So now we have two times where we've apparently seen a movie and completely forgotten about it.
And completely forgotten that we've seen it. I got about halfway through and I like suddenly remembered exactly
because
how it
of
ended.
The twist. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, right. But I still watched the whole thing and I actually watched it. I mean, I was wrapping presents while watching it, but I actually watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is more than what I can say for most of the other movies that we've done.
I watched up until 15 minutes to the end, but I get the idea. I know what happens at the end.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't ever seen it somehow,
okay.
Which is
well,
weird
I don't know. Did you see when he crosses the street to go over to the old neighbors at the end?
No.
Okay, that is where I cried.
Well, you can explain it to me when we
so,
get to that point.
Okay.
Should we discuss the basic plot of the movie first?
Yeah.
So basically, it's this couple that lives in Chicago. I looked up the location.
And, yeah, I was wondering.
It's Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis, and they have a daughter who's 23, and she's going to Peru for the Peace Corps. I also wanted to add open question, should I do the Peace Corps?
No.
So she leaves for the Peace Corps like 2 weeks before Christmas. And Tim Allen is doing the books for their family and realizes that they've spent $6,100 on Christmas the former year, and asks Jamie if she'd be interested in doing a cruise for half that amount to Jamaica or something. And she's horrified, which I didn't understand, and eventually
the obsession with Christmas in this movie is a little far-fetched.
Yeah, it's like an alternate universe where it's the most important thing that happens
ever
in the entire world. And she's just horrified by the idea that they might not do a traditional Christmas, which means decorating the house, having the party, doing all the neighborhood events, apparently somehow spending $6,000. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Especially because they don't have any, like, family that shows up during this. It's just neighbors. And so they start this process of kind of telling their neighbors that they won't be participating in all these events. Which, girl, I haven't participated in any Christmas event other than my work party. Nobody's, you know, put my head on a chopping block or anything.
Yeah, but, well, and we should say, too, there is just, like, an unnatural Christmas obsession. And it's not just, like, them, because obviously they're kind of not like that. But, like, the neighborhood is, like...
The neighborhood is insane.
Obsessed with it. And I don't know, is that a thing?
Dan Aykroyd.
Because, like, I'm wondering if that's an actual thing, because you go around and you see neighborhoods that are like that.
Maybe it's, like... So, what I thought of when I watched it was Roland Park, especially when they had that newsletter come out.
Yeah,
because in Baltimore, there's this fancy neighborhood named Roland Park, and the neighbors sort of keep an eye on each other kind of deal.
Well, but so I'm wondering if, like, if one of them decided not to decorate, I wonder if they would get yelled at.
Maybe.
So maybe it
is. I don't know if they would get, they would be openly hostile, but they might, like,
I feel like they might. Neighborhood associations can be pretty fierce. Yeah. I mean, ours is pretty fierce just about, like, little shit. So, like, I can't imagine if, like, they were winning contests every year and, like, this is something that they do literally every year. And then
the one thing that I kind of got was when we learned that they have this annual Christmas / New Year's party, and she decides not to do it and everyone's outraged. I could kind of understand if everybody plans around that party that they'd be upset that she didn't have it. But I don't get any of the other stuff. But anyway, so they decide not to do it. They start telling their neighbors. The main neighbor that is sort of their enemy is Dan Aykroyd and his son. And so they start doing all the preparations for the cruise, including some ridiculous scenes where they get tan and Botox and
and
stuff.
And the Botox?
It reminded me so
I
much.
Thought it
I feel
was
like
funny.
Movies from that period have so many, like, slapsticky scenes about, like, beauty regimes. I feel like in so many movies from this period, people have, like, gotten a bad tan or gotten waxed and it's really painful, like stuff like
that.
I
thought that the scene where they came out of the tanning beds and ran into the Reverend, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was
I definitely funny. Laughed at that. I don't think that I've seen that. Like, I've seen, like, them getting too tan before and stuff like that, but they didn't really do that. They did, like, I mean, that was funny with her.
Well,
in
yeah,
the
because Jamie Lee Curtis hits her head on the fucking tanning bed, and has to get a Band-Aid from Arden Mirren, who Molly
amazing
and I met, no, NBD,
little.
But
yeah. The cameos in this are on point.
Tell me about it, stud.
Yeah,
like there are so many great actors in this. Andy Daly is in it, who's my personal favorite comic or comedic actor.
See, I don't have any actual actor names. I have what they've played. I have Lady from Sabrina and the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, I have her name. Hold on. Caroline Rhea.
Yeah.
Rhea. I don't know.
I have Lady from Desperate Housewives.
Felicity Huffman. Lynette, my favorite housewife.
I have Mom from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, Matt Walsh from Upright Citizens Brigade.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Yeah, there were a lot of good actors. Too bad this movie is just so bad.
I don't think it was that bad. I wouldn't watch it a lot.
Like, it wasn't painful to watch, but it was just... My biggest problem with it was, like... So, basically, they decide they're going to go on this cruise. And the scenes after the decision to go on the cruise are just... so inconsistent. Like, in one scene, they'll be kind of falling back in love and, like, getting the spark back and starting to like each other again. And the next scene, they'll be having a fight. And then the next scene, they'll be getting back into love again. And then, and, like, I feel like once they decide to go on the cruise and kind of go against the neighborhood, you start to sort of like them more. Like, they become more likable. And then Tim Allen goes off the deep end and becomes crazy. And then they all decide to go back and do what all the neighbors wanted them to do. And they're just, like, back to their old selves. I don't know. I just found it to be kind of weird with the characters.
So I will give you, I definitely think that the continuity of the plot is a little rough.
Yeah.
It does. It's very choppy. It does make the movie seem really choppy. I think that that is a common occurrence in every Tim Allen movie I've watched. Yeah. And I don't tend to like Tim Allen movies.
I think to make that, room in the script for him to do his shtick.
Right.
Which throws off the plot.
And I think that that's probably something that he has a lot to do with. And I'm not a huge fan of Tim Allen. I like him as a person. I like his books. I have a couple of his books. But I have not liked most of the things on TV that he's been in. I did not like the show that he was on.
Home Improvement.
And I don't like a lot of his movies. And I'm pretty sure I avoided watching this movie for a long time because it was him. And what's the other movie that he was in, the other Christmas movie? The
Santa Claus, which is like the big Christmas movie that he was in.
Yeah, and I've never seen it because I have like
that's
no
that
interest
charming.
In it.
I mean, if you hate him, it's going to be hard, but that's a lot more charming than this movie.
Yeah, I just, I thought that it was okay. And I would watch it. It's one of those, like most of the other ones, where if it's on TV, I probably wouldn't turn it off. I don't mind watching it. I think that there's funny parts in it. And that maybe that's kind of how you have to take this movie, as like parts instead of a full movie, because there's parts in it that I laughed at. But definitely the continuity is not on par.
I just wish the characters were better, but I guess you can't really hope for that in a Christmas movie.
Well, and
I really do like Jamie Lee Curtis, and she can play great, but
yeah. I think that we were kind of on it with the fact that it's because it's a Tim Allen movie. I think that he that's what he is, slapstick. And that's why I haven't really liked most of the stuff that he does. But I think that that's kind of just, you have to take it as a slapstick movie. I think that if you compare this movie in a slapstick way to, like, Christmas Vacation, you can see, like, the obvious difference of, like, a well-done slapstick comedy and a mediocre slapstick comedy. but for what it is, I think it's good. Where I definitely thought it was really good. It wraps it together very well, I think, at the end, which is might be why I like it. And that might be part of your problem, is that you didn't watch it all the way to the end. It's so when they get back, so you watched it up till when they started putting together the party, right?
No, I got past the point where the Marty Santa character sings with the fiance.
Okay.
At the party. And then they let in that criminal.
Right. Dewey does.
Yeah.
So.
Somebody keeps. My upstairs neighbor, like, it sounds like he's always dropping a bowling ball on the ground.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's trying to get your attention, Alex. he's trying to say, hey.
You might meet him when you come here. That's going to be hilarious.
Come find out if I'm dead. Check on me.
It's just the funniest noise. They're like, what are you dropping?
Anyway,
so continue.
No, it's fine. So they are singing and everything, and Tim Allen goes and sits in the kitchen and is all like, so you watched like the toast. You saw the toast where like she got pissed at him.
Yeah.
So he goes in the other room and she's like, I can't believe you. Like, you can't even say thank you for everything that they've done. Maybe, like, you're just not who I thought you were, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I thought that this would have affected you. And so he's sitting there, like, contemplating shit.
And she means, basically, that the daughter's engaged.
No, she was saying, because everybody was doing toasts, and she was, like, she made kind of an encrypted toast that, like, the daughter wouldn't be able to figure out, but it was basically, like, thank you to everybody there for being a good community and helping them. And then she, like, turned to him for him to say thank you, and he didn't. And she was like, you can't even say thank you to them for everything that they've done. Like, they literally did this for us, and you couldn't do any, like, you don't even care. And she was like, all you care about is the fact that you're still, like, not going on vacation. And he was like, well, we could still go. And she was like, I can't believe you. Like, I thought this would have affected you. So then she leaves, like, pissed, but, like, joins the party again. And he's sitting in the kitchen by himself, and he sees the the older guy and his wife who has cancer in their kitchen from like out their door.
Yeah.
And they're like by themselves. And so he like, you see him go across the street and he like knocked on their door and he was like, how is she doing? Because you just found out that like she got cancer back again. And he was like, you know, it's a good day, but it started snowing and we were going to come over and say hi to your daughter. But like it started snowing and I didn't want to take her out in the snow. And he was like, okay, you know, he was like, I just wanted to say like Merry Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And then he started walk back across the street. He gave them their ham is what he like took their ham across the street and gave them their ham. Mm-hmm. So then he walks back across the street and he like stops and he's watching everybody inside, like having a really good time dancing and stuff. And you see him like standing there for a minute and then he walks back across the street and basically he gives them their trip. He gives them the trip to.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, I want this for you guys. And they like kept coming up with excuses for them not to go. Like they were like, she kept saying like her son was going to might come visit tomorrow. And what about the cat? And she was like, my doctor might not let me go. And he was like, you're just making up excuses. Just take this as a gift. Like, don't pay me anything for it. I just want you guys. He was like, I see two people in a really difficult situation that kind of just needed an escape. And this would be perfect for you guys. And he's like, I didn't buy travel insurance, so I would just be wasting it anyway. And the guy said something about how their son hadn't visited them in like 10 years. And so he wasn't going to come tomorrow, even though she had like her hopes up and he was like, we should go. And so they like ended up taking it. And I thought it was really sweet. That's and then sweet. He like went back across the street and like stood watching like everybody having fun in his house again. And I was like, that's like, it kind of ties it up a little bit in the end as like an actual like nice Christmas movie instead of just being stupid.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one that's like one of my movie pet peeves in addition to the one where you turn on the radio and it's like the perfect timing.
Yeah.
Is when they're dropping a character off at an airport and the character, even though there seems to be a line at security, just goes through security. Like, it's fine. Just go on ahead. You're in a movie. And I think it was weird that she came back out of nowhere, like, without telling her parents.
That's why I'm like,
she's the real villain in this film.
You don't do that. Like, who does that? Like, after 2 weeks. That you're... After 2 weeks of being gone, you met someone, you're engaged to them, which I thought was crazy. Like, what are you even doing?
Well, apparently they knew each other beforehand or something. But
not
still.
That well.
You did. Yeah, I thought that was really rude of her, to be quite honest. And well, I was really bummed that they didn't get to go on their cruise.
I know. I was too.
That's how we are in movies. We don't like complication. We just want it to like get to the
just go to. I thought goal. It would have been a good movie if they had gone on vacation.
Me too. And then falling like, back in love. That's the kind of movie I wanted out of it.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee reading Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul in bed. Yes. She would.
I love it.
I wondered if Luther was a reference to Martin Luther or if that was too deep. I said that the actor, was he supposed to be Santa or the spirit of Christmas, Marty?
Yeah.
I loved him and I loved the scene at the wine store. I thought he was so good. And I watched that scene like 3 times in a row, over and over because I thought he was so good.
I liked him a lot too. I liked his character.
And I thought that scene had like some magic to it that I expect out of Christmas movies that you don't see much in this one.
I think he played a character that could have been played too creepy.
Right, but he had the perfect tone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Why would it have been bad for Blair to learn that her parents considered going on a cruise?
Exactly what I was just about to say. I was like, I think that they should have still gone on the cruise.
It's that, but also that, like, Jamie Lee Curtis was like, she can never learn that we considered going on a cruise.
And I feel like I would have still gone. Like,
yeah,
I'm very...
Let them chill at the house.
Right. I thought that that idea by Tim Allen was not that crazy, because he had suggested that.
Yeah,
and
she was
like, no! I think that they spent $6,000 to go on a vacation when they thought their daughter was going to be out of town.
So you'll appreciate this. It's a single child family problem.
It
if
is
they had
a single
bunch
child.
Of kids, they would have not cared. They would have been like, we're out of here. You deal with this.
They
but it's this
not.
Like one daughter problem where she's engaged. Da, 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 da.
I understand. I even understand them changing their plans and like not going, but I don't understand why it has to be a secret. Like, why couldn't they just be like, oh, okay, you know, like we bought these tickets, we were gonna go on vacation, but like if you're coming home,
she's like, take this to your grave.
I know, and I'm like, I would be kind of pissed at her coming home. She had just left.
I know, and that's what in my head I was like, was it a year ago?
No,
it was like a few weeks. We saw them come back from the airport, and it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
My parents would have been annoyed.
He said 6 weeks. He said, I spent 6 weeks planning this vacation. So a month and a half, and she's coming
home. Yeah.
And it's like, why? I don't know. Like, didn't you talk to your parents?
So I read Roger Ebert's review of this, and it was not positive. Half of a star out of five.
Oh, my God.
But I thought one of the funny things he wrote is that you don't have to be raised Catholic to know that priests do not have the night off on Christmas Eve, which is true dat.
The perfect movie to watch if it's on TV and you're doing something and you just want something to like laugh at occasionally.
Yeah,
it's a good movie for that.
Tomorrow we are watching,
I don't know,
what is it? Oh, Merry Friggin' Christmas. Is it?
Listen, it can't be worse than Frosty's Winter Wonderland.
I mean, it already has Robin Williams, Joel McHale, Lauren Graham, Clark Duke, Candace Bergen, Oliver Platt.
Oh shit.
Wendy McClendon Covey.
Oh,
Tim
shit.
Heidecker. So we're going to love it.
We're going to love it.
We're
it's going to be good.
It.
Like
if
I said.
That dude in it, we're going to love
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anything with Heidecker.
Everyone go look up what his IMDb picture looks like right now. Even still, though, I'm a pretty big fan of... like a good handful of them, and it still like wasn't like I think the only scenes that I'll remember is like I'll remember the tanning bed scene because I think that shit was funny.
I thought her body looked good.
I thought her body looked great. Her
She's, like,
boobs
in her 50s.
Looked amazing.
I guess that's that. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Let us know if you have a stronger opinion on this movie. We'd be glad to hear
it. At TV Guides Podcast everywhere.
On everything. I'm right back.
You get lazier as the nights go on.
TV Guides something on yep. all the things.
All already.
You know.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.